Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Thank you for coming back to another episode of The Dean Show. Every week we're here, Wednesdays, midnight. If you're up, tune into The Dean Show, CAN TV 36. If you can't make it, midnight, Wednesdays, the next day, 2 to 3, Thursdays. So that's if you're in Chicago, otherwise all over the globe, people are tuning in at thedeanshow.com. That's where you can see our shows. Today we're going to be talking about boys, girls, men, women, marriage. Hot topic with my next guest, Baba Ali, here on The Dean Show. Don't go nowhere. I don't know why I did that. Maybe it's just to break the ice. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam tullah.
Peace be unto you, brother.
Peace be upon to you too.
How are you?
Good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
You're back again.
Yes, I'm back again.
It's just like I just saw you.
It just feels like a few minutes ago.
All right. Man, we're here. I'm excited that you're here. We're going to be talking about, people can go to thedeanshow.com, and we got to talk about how you actually came to this beautiful way of life, the way of life of all the messengers. That submission is written to God alone and not His creation. But in this show, we're going to be talking about something that is on the minds of the people. You got this yearning, you got this feeling, you want to be with the opposite gender. Man wants to be with woman, woman wants to be with man. I mean, now, and they end up doing things that aren't according to how the Creator wants them to do it. Now, you have some experience. I mean, we live in America and some things just become normal. You know, I'm going to see Sally and Betty and we're just dating, and then, you know, we test drive and we have a good time, and then people get heartbroken, you know. So let's just flow with this. Tell us, you know, what is your experience and with this whole, you know, and it's become something that's prevalent now amongst the Muslims.
Yeah. Unfortunately, these days you see a lot of Muslims, the parents have made marriage very difficult for them. Yeah. Actually, it's not the parents. I would say the culture that the parents have implemented on them. Mm-hmm. Actually, if you look at Islam, Islam made marriage very easy. It's a very easy process and very easy to go through it. Unfortunately, our culture, many of the people from the Middle East have this culture that they've implemented and forced upon their children that have nothing to do with Islam. Actually, most of the time it conflicts with Islam, that has made marriage very difficult for the young people. So now they're resorting to dating and resorting to doing all these type of prohibited acts right under the noses of parents. And every parent is like, you know what, my son, my daughter, they're not doing it.
Yeah.
But they're usually the last people to find out. It's someone's son and daughter, and most likely it may be yours.
So this thing is, I mean, with when you live in Islam, it's very simple. You need the guardian, your father, or someone there to say, okay, because they want to see who this guy is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Of course.
You don't want some bum coming in the house and he's maybe a crook, maybe this, that. The man can kind of sniff it out, right?
Yeah, you can smell
a rat.
Yeah. You know, guys can tell what the other guys are trying to con my sister. He wants to trick my sister, you know?
Yeah.
And this is natural. But no matter what religion you are, you know, the father, he's a little protective of his daughter, you know? I don't want some guy, I've been holding this diamond in my hand for the last 18 to 20 years of her life, and now you're knocking on the door, you just want to take the diamond out of my hand? I've been protecting this thing. I'm not just going to hand it over to anybody.
Yeah.
I want to say, what's up? Who are you? What's your story? Are you trying to trick her? You can try to trick her with emotions, but I'm not going to get emotional. I'm not going to go cry, and say, you're lovey-dovey. No, I'm going to see who you are as a person. And sometimes guys can see stuff that other guys, that other girls may not see.
Yeah, and then two witnesses.
Two witnesses, so they can say there's evidence of saying, okay, these two people, they did say it. This person wants this person, this person wants this person.
Yeah. And then let's have a party. a halal party.
Yeah, halal party.
That's it, it's done. We don't need $50,000.
No, you don't need $50,000. No chandelier. No people riding in our fists and saying, hey, we're getting married. You know? It's just an easy marriage. But these days, parents make these difficult conditions, these obstacles, these loops you have to jump through just to get married. You have parents say, okay, I want a $50,000 wedding. $50,000 a house in some areas.
Yeah.
I mean, with the rate that people are getting divorced, you can get married now and you're still paying for, and get divorced and you're still paying for your marriage. You know, it's unfortunate. It's a lot of this stuff has to do with show. Like to show to keep up with the Joneses, to be better than the next person and say, okay, look, our wedding was 50,000. Our wedding was 100,000. Our wedding was 3. It's amazing. And these kids, most of the time you ask the kids, they don't even want it. Mm-hmm. They want something easy and simple. And they just want to be with the person that they found for the rest of their life. Not to come back with a little debt letter that says, oh, you're in debt for the next 10 years of your life, paying us $20,000.
For that one, just that one night.
4 hours.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense. But Islam makes it easy, but the people
make it hard.
Make it difficult.
Yes.
Tell us now, what advice can we give to the youth out there also? I mean, some parents are making it difficult, but, you know, to be real, some parents aren't. Some parents really are doing things right, but the youth, some of them are just caught up in society and, you know, going to the nightclubs. You know, the guy's got a woman and he's like coming to Islam, but still he can't let go of this girl from the past. You came in and your story that you talked, and you came full force. You left this girlfriend you had before because you love the Creator, and you wanted to do what He wanted you to do. You didn't want to follow His desire.
I want to do things the right way.
Yeah.
There's different ways of doing things. There's a wrong way and the right way. You want to make business? Do it, but do it in a way without cheating people. You want to be with a girl? Do it. But accept that responsibility. It says, look, I will take care of you from now on. I will feed you, provide for you, clothe you, take care of your emotional needs, your physical needs, every need that you need, I'm here for you. Not here, I'm here to spend one night with you and the next day with the next person, and the next day with one person. This girl's pregnant, and next thing you know, you have baby mamas left and right.
Yeah.
That's a broken society. And this society has many, many broken pieces to it, and a lot of it has to do with marriage before sex. Not marriage before sex, before marriage. So I'm getting myself all confused. But yeah, it's sad. And this, a lot of Muslims think, okay, my daughter, she went to Islamic school, she wears hijab, and none of this stuff is happening. She doesn't desire boys. She desires boys after her PhD. Mm-hmm. No, that's not reality. Reality is, at a certain age, men desire women, and women desire men. And our Creator made us, and put our instincts inside of us, and knows, and gives a prescription, just like a doctor gives a prescription, and says, this is the way to do it, and this is what will give you success. And you go the other way, it'll give you failure.
We're here just giving some real advice. I mean, we're not two sheikhs. We don't have,
normal people.
Just normal people. We, you know, experience a lot of things, living in society. So we can keep it real. We can give some real advice. Brother came up to me, and I want to see, what advice would you give this brother? He's committed to trying to change himself.
Yeah.
He's going after the knowledge that's going to help to change him. But he says, you know what? I just can't give this up. I can't give up dating these women. It's hard. What advice would you give? He's a young man, strong, and this is a hard time he's having. What are some of the steps now that you think that, you know, from your personal experiences, advice that you can give this brother?
You know, the whole desire thing is very difficult. Anyone who's going to sit up here and say, you know what, just give this up and give this up, that is easier said than done. They're either not being real or they haven't been through it. I, as a person, can tell you straight up, it's very difficult. Your desires, your heart, it's pulling you to go after something. But if you're connected to the hereafter and you want that paradise more than you want that girl, you're reminded this life will come to an end. This life is like a dream. And all these things are like trials and tests for you. And if you have that in the back of your head, that helps you become stronger. Number two is who are your companions. If you're hanging out with a bunch of guys who have a bunch of girlfriends and you're sitting there as the third wheel, of course you'd be pushing to this.
Yeah.
But hang out with people who follow the same type of thing and they're going to keep you strong. Do other activities until you have enough money and enough resources until you can get married. I play basketball with my friends. I go do all kinds of stuff. And we just keep ourselves busy until we're all prepared enough to have enough finances to get married. You know, all these things are factors. All these things are variables. You put yourself in that situation. You know what? I'm going to be a good person. I'm just going to go to the club. I'm just going to watch. You're not going to watch. You know, watching, it takes these baby steps. You know, Shaitan will pull you step by step. He doesn't scream. He whispers. You know what? Just go spend time with her. You just talk to her about Islam. You know, now that you're talking to her about Islam, spend a little more time with her. You know, maybe she's lonely. Maybe she doesn't need to be lonely. Maybe just go spend some time with her. Oh, you know what? She has so much clothes on. Maybe she's hot. Help her take off the clothes.
And then that's what? How it works.
And next thing you know, we have all our clothes up. What's going on here? Yeah. And then, yeah, it's crazy, man. It's Shaitan, he's very smart.
He's been there
since day one.
Yeah.
So he's had a lot of practice.
Uh-huh.
A lot of practice.
So you're tricking yourself. You're thinking, okay, maybe she's there. Maybe she's in that club. Maybe I can change her.
Yes. And then you go, I'm going to the club. Not so I can dance and boogie. I am there so I can teach people Islam. And I don't want to preach. I will just wait there until someone asks me what Islam is. But while I'm waiting, I'll just dance a little. You know, it's like this confusion. And like, really, really think to yourself, who are you fooling? You're only fooling yourself. Really, you're only fooling yourself. And unfortunately, we all fall into this struggle. And you really, it's tough. It's really tough, especially in this society where you have temptation everywhere, from billboards to television to everything. It's everywhere around us. And it's tough. But then again, paradise isn't cheap. You can't buy yourself in. You can't walk with a PhD or say, oh, I'm from this family or that family. You have to earn it. And you earn that by going through the struggles and by passing those struggles. And this itself, this marriage and this desire thing is a struggle that we go in as our youth. It's tough. All of us have to go through it, so you're not alone.
We love our brothers. We love our sisters. We just want to give them sincere advice. We talked about the brothers. Now you got our sisters out there. Some of them are falling in the trap, finding themselves, being alone with a guy and trying to, because men, they admire, they lust, and they look, and women, shirt up to here, then up to here, and then following the latest fashions and getting caught into just being more of a object, and then getting used and abused and maybe falling for some of the naive tricks that guy who's after her, Have you come across this also?
Men are very smart. So for the women that are watching, no matter what religion or background you're from, women, the ones who are older have figured this out by now, but the men will tell you exactly what you want to hear. They have this lust, they have this desire that they're hungry for. It's a hunger. And when you're hungry and you need to be fed, you're going to say what you need to do, say what you need to say, so you can get what you need to get. And you don't care whose heart you break. How are men so mean? They're hungry, they're going for this desire. And when you have no guidance and you have no fear of your Creator, you're going to say whatever you want to say.
But He loves me.
Yeah, right. He doesn't love you. He loves something else.
So this is a trick.
And I'm a guy, I'm going to tell you straight up. But, oh no, he's different. How many girls have said that? Ask yourself. No, our love is like no love ever in the world, and we're going to love each other forever and ever and ever until we end up in divorce court 2 years from now.
Uh-huh.
So it's funny. All these people say, oh, lovey-dovey. How many, look at the divorce rate around the world. It's over 50%. And that's the people who decide to stay, to get divorced. There's some people that are connected and they can't get divorced and they're married and miserable. They're stuck because of kids. They're stuck because of family issues. They're stuck because of whatever. Those don't even come. Those stats don't even come there. And there's people who don't even live with each other. You know, they just decide, okay, we'll just be separated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to stay together because of tax reasons. So it's like, and it's unfortunate. Relationships, if it does not have the universal bond, and that's connected with our values, with the right thing, and you know how to treat her, and she knows how to treat you. And this is what Islam teaches us, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
How to treat a woman. Not what you see on TV, not what this mumbo-jumbo they try to teach you on television, but really, the way a Muslim should treat his wife and his wife should treat her husband, it's amazing. And if you really look into it, it's beautiful. Like your woman, all her desires must be taken care of. For an Islamic in a relationship man, for her physical needs, her emotional needs, even her sexual needs have to be all taken care of by the husband. On top of that, if she needs help around the house, you try to help her. You get reward for that. You know, these are encouragements. You're encouraged to do it. And Islam teaches us the best of you is who's best to his wife. This teaches a man to like go even beyond of that, compete with other men to be better for your wife. So she, and look, if we had a society built on this, how much of an impact it'll make. And to treat her with honor. Islamically, even if you die defending her honor, it's died as a shaheed. That means to get paradise. Her honor is so much protected. Now we have all this crazy stuff, men just going around beating their wives and all this domestic violence, all this crazy stuff. Over what? It's just crazy. It's crazy how when you go towards culture, what it gives you, and when you go towards Islam, what it gives you. And unfortunately, we have too many people towards culture and not enough people towards Islam.
That's what we need. We need to learn this way of life and we need to live it purely and
the way it has been prescribed, not according to our desires or any customs or cultures. It's very simple. Now, what encouragement, I mean, some of the benefits from leaving off, following your lusts and desires and going off and living a life of just, you know, from one guy, girl to the next, where you come and do something that's sacred and you come together, even at the end, I mean, if it comes to divorce, it's not the end of the world. But what encouragement can we give them that, you know what, this is a healthier way of life to live?
You know, even the divorce issue you just brought up right now, Islam allows it.
Yeah.
But this is the worst allowed thing that you can do. It makes, according to Islam, it makes the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shake. It's the one that he knows that this is something that can possibly happen, but it's the last resort. Unfortunately, for many Muslims today, it's the first resort. You know, they jump straight to talaq, which means divorce. Go straight to it. And as soon as you find the smallest thing wrong, and not just the guys, girls as well. I think this is because we just jump into the whole, oh, Hollywood, you know, Prince Charming is going to come and riding his little horse, and he's going to say, oh, you do this, perfect, and my husband, he's going to be just like Brad Pitt, and he's going to say the right words at the right time, and blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
And then you come home and realize his socks are on the couch, and he's scratching himself. Yeah. And you realize, wait a second, that's not the husband I was looking for in Hollywood. So, and then he says, first mean thing he said to me, boom, I want a divorce. And then next thing you know, okay, I want a divorce too. Now everyone is single and divorced, and like, what happened?
What makes it work? I mean, because I think that's what it is. You get caught up watching too many movies you're not supposed to be watching, first of all, with all this junk out there, and you start living this fantasy.
Yeah.
And you think that this is what marriage is. It's some fantasy fulfilled.
Yeah.
What do you think about this?
It is, unfortunately, this is movies. They do this so that you can buy their movies, so you can watch their movies. They do this so they can fool you to think this is real life, when in reality it's not real life whatsoever. Marriage life is completely different. No one prepares you what to expect from marriage. I wish they did, but they don't really prepare you. Let me tell you from the very beginning. You know what, since we're on doing the Deen show, I'll tell you straight up, and you're going to hear in the Deen show first. Marriage is hard. I'm married. I've been married for 8 years. It's not easy. Mm-hmm. It's a struggle. It's not easy, just easy, difficult for me sometimes, difficult for my wife sometimes. Because men and women are very different. We think differently. We act differently. Our brains, our chemicals, all our mind is all completely different. And you put two completely different people together, and they're trying to communicate, doesn't always necessarily work out. And you learned. You learned to be patient. That's one of the first things you learn in marriage. Patience. You learn to work with another. You learn to compromise. Sometimes I'm going to do stuff she likes. Sometimes she's going to do stuff I like.
Yeah.
All these things you sacrifice. But you do it for the sake of your Creator. And say, look, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm arguing with her. But I'm going, and I know she did something that was very hurtful for me, but I will forgive her. Or she may say, I may forgive him. And the reason you forgive, with the hope that, because in Islam, if you forgive someone, you do it with the hope that Allah will forgive you for something that you did. Because we're all human beings and we all make mistakes and we all make errors. And we have all so much that we're accountable for on the Day of Judgment. So you do that with the hope that Allah will forgive something of yours on the Day of Judgment. Make your life easier in the hereafter. And when you have this type of mentality and this type of mindset, your marriage, and there's tranquility, it can be in your marriage.
So on one end here, by coming together to do the right thing, man and woman, getting married, living life according to how your Creator wants you to live, all about rewards, benefits.
Exactly.
I mean, you're going to have your tests and trials.
Yes.
It's not all sugar and roses and sweets. But you get through it and you get rewarded. You even get rewarded for having intimate relationships with
your
wife.
Yes, you do.
That's a beautiful thing.
Again, you do it correctly.
Yeah.
If you do everything correctly, you get reward for it. You get reward for kissing your wife or sleeping with your wife, and she gets reward for it as well. You know, you're staying away from the bad things. You're trying to stay towards the good things. You're doing things Islamically, the way the Creator wanted you to do things. And by doing things correctly, you get reward for it. And of course, you go towards the wrong direction, you get punished for it.
Yeah.
So, again, by all it comes back down to accountability. Every action we do, we're going to be accountable for. Everything that we say, even this Deen show, is being written for us and will be accountable for. And this is why it's so important for us to do things the right way.
That's the other side. Now, we talked about all the rewards here. Like you said, now you get punished for it. You don't want to, I mean, Allah, the Creator of the heavens and earth, is the most merciful. You stop, you repent, He forgives all sins.
Yes.
Except if you die associating partners with Him, That's something He doesn't forgive. So hopefully Allah guides us all to do the right thing. Now, over here, you're playing games. It's a game, isn't it a game? You're going around in circles, you know, chasing this person, that person. I mean, you're never satisfied.
No.
You're never satisfied, and you risk, what if you die on that? And you get resurrected in that state. That's a horrible state to get caught
off guard. Even if you survive in this life, what if you end up with so many people have so many diseases?
Diseases, illegitimate children.
Yes.
What about that child now, huh?
Yeah, you have that a child that you're raising, and then she's going to go around sleeping with more men. Who knows, she may have kids, different kids from different guys. Imagine what kind of lifestyle this poor child has to be raised in.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean, we have a society, the entire world, or for our Muslim ummah, we have ummah, which is the whole, all the people. And this ummah is made of countries. And these countries are made up of cities. And these cities are made out of communities. And these local communities are made out of just families. And the basic foundation of a family is a husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
When you break that basic foundation of a husband and wife, and you have all these divorced people with little kids, and they can't get married, and you make these young guys, they can't get married because the parents are making it too hard, what kind of society are you going to have? You have these people that just frustrated for one reason or another. And how can they focus on school, focus on work, and focus on this? Naturally, men and women are supposed to be together.
Yeah. And you got to get out and do it. She's not going to come knock, or he's not going to just come knock. You got to get out there.
No, if you're waiting for Prince Charming to knock on the door, there's no Prince Charming knocking on the door. It doesn't happen. You have to go out there and look for the right person, and the guy looking for the right girl, and look for someone based on their character, not based on their culture, not based on their money, not based on the stuff, not based on stuff they had no choice of, which family they're born in. Look for something of their character, the way they look at their creator, the way they look at their values, and hopefully, inshallah, she carries the same values you do, and that person will keep you in check when you go the wrong way, and you keep her in check when you go the wrong way. You know? I mean, these are the things that can make possibly a good recipe for a good marriage.
Now, how can we get brothers like our brother Imran, and this brother Muhammad, and this brother so-and-so Chris, and all the other brothers, Greg, and I just, there's so many of them, Saeed, and they're all trying to get married.
Yeah, the list of brothers, man.
How do we help them? I mean, we got to give some kind of solution now. I mean, something where they can go somewhere where they can...
The number one best way to do it, if you can go through family, you go through family. But if you can't go through family, because family is the best way they know someone and know someone, it's always better. It's easier. If you don't know, then there might be social gatherings. If you're like myself, where I come to it from a family that doesn't necessarily practice any type of religion, and you need to find someone, and you look around and like... nothing around me is working. I tried going on the internet and checking out the matchmaking websites out there. They weren't good. They list people like their used cars.
Yeah.
This is the height, this is the weight, this is the et cetera, this is the blood type. And honestly, you don't go to people and say, hey, so how much you weigh? And you say that to a girl, you're in big trouble, man. But in real life, you ask people questions when you want to learn about them. And so I made up a website called halfhourdeen.com. And that's basically a website for trying to help people and guys and girls to get married. And I ask questions about what you're looking for in a spouse, what are you like? And I ask all these questions regarding family, regarding deen, regarding all the different parts of your life. And then when you look at someone's profile, it'll tell you you're a 75% match on religious beliefs. 24% match on personality, 10% match on character. You learn a lot more about your compatibility, because not every single girl is going to match with what I'm looking for in a wife, and I'm not going to match for a lot of girls what they're looking for in a husband. Some people may look for a shy guy, some guys are looking for a guy who's very assertive, and some people are looking for a guy who's very ambitious. Different people are looking for different things. So, and we're all different, and your taste is very different. It's kind of like you go to a garden. There's all these different types of flowers, and they'll have these different scents. You may like roses, I may like some other type of flower. It doesn't make one better than the other. We're just trying to find, Half Our Deen, the whole website's about trying to find you and that one person that's going to match with you.
Now, how does someone, I say, want to send my daughter there, I can't find her, no one. How do I know, how do I feel secure that she's not going to be taken advantage of? Because there's a lot of people out there who aren't serious. They might be just trying to sneak through the cracks.
There's a couple of things I try to do, and nothing is guaranteed. No matter what website or even in person, you always want to try to do research and try to find out more and more about the person. This website is here to try to filter out all these people It's kind of like taking when they're searching for gold. You have all this dirt there, and you're shaking it until you have a couple pieces of pebbles left. And now you have to go into detail to see how good quality of gold this is. So that's what the website's doing. What we're doing is we're trying to filter all these different people. So the questions that we ask will tell you a percentage on how you guys match on different things. Mm-hmm. But on top of that, we let each person ask 21 questions that's important to you. Mm-hmm. Like right now, we're in Chicago. One of the questions you may ask is, are you willing to move to Chicago? If the person says no, then why are you talking to the person if that's the only place you're going to live?
Yeah.
Or you say, what is your idea about this? Or what is your idea about that? You can ask these questions before they even meet the person. Mm-hmm. And they can answer these questions before you actually officially talk. And you can go answer her questions. She can ask your questions. You're learning a little bit more about each other.
Yeah.
After all of this, and you go through all these different profiles, and you say, you know what? This is a person I think may be a possible match. Then you can contact them, maybe speak to their parents, ask for permission, you know, and maybe they can talk to your parents. Maybe you guys can talk to some of the friends that they know, find out which community they are involved in. You know, it's resource. You don't just go find someone off the internet and say, hey, guess what, let's get married.
You got to keep your family involved.
Exactly. Yeah. Try to get family involved, and you never know who's on the internet. And that's why it's important. But I found my wife halfway around the world, and I couldn't find one in my local community. And if it wasn't for the internet, there's no way I would have found her.
Yeah, you just got to be careful. Always ask Allah, be connected to your Creator to make it easy and to protect you.
Exactly.
Yeah. So any closing comments and suggestions for those single people out there that, you know what, they can relate to what we're saying. They just need a little extra push.
Yeah, you hit it right there on the spot. I mean, it's not easy. The whole marriage thing is very difficult for all of us. All of us. You know, even before you're married, you go through a certain type of struggle. After you get married, you go through a different type of struggle. But the whole life itself is a struggle. It's all a struggle. And at the end, there will come an end. And when it comes to the end, you just want your good deeds to be better than your bad deeds. And you want your Creator to have mercy on you and to give you success in the hereafter, inshallah. And that's it. Just pray to Allah to make you strong, to give you patience. And inshallah, it'll be successful for you.
Inshallah. Hafardeen.
Hafardeen.com, inshallah.
Jazakallah. Thank you very much.
Wa alaikum. Jazakallah for inviting me.
Well, yeah, thank you for being with us. And I'd like to thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Deen Show. You got to hear it here. We're trying to give you that sincere advice to get motivated, to find that special person to be with. Never exclude your family. Always have them involved in this process. Your imam, somebody who's there with you, helping you. But the most important thing is that you have that connection with your Creator and you're always beseeching His help. And inshallah, everything will be all right. With that said, we look forward to seeing you next week here on The Deen Show. Until then, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. The DVDs for Dawah, as Allah has said in the Quran, in Surah Nahl 16:125, Udu ila sabili rabbika bil hikmati, invite all to the way of your Lord with wisdom, beautiful preaching, and reason with them in ways that are best. And this is a great opportunity for you to take up the obligation, take up the call, as Allah has told you to do, and share this beautiful message with the world, Islam, submission to the one God.
Come and see what everyone's talking about.
If you find one contradiction, it can't be from God.
But the rational idea, the rational explanation is, you do your best.
Give up worshiping God is one. I will never give up spreading this message.
I hope that you take that necessary step. You don't know if you're going to live till tomorrow. So you got to find that urgency to do the right thing right now.
If you say that you do not believe in Jesus, you have stepped outside of Islam. You cannot be a Muslim. It is attended our faith to.
It's cold, it's late, everybody's sleeping. I arise and ask Allah to forgive me. Oh Allah, you see, oh Allah, you know, all the sins I do. I turn to you to forgive my sins and my heart. I'm your sinful slave, you're my loving Lord. I'm the one who runs away, oh Allah, guide me.